Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I am Deepinder Silwal with the news, the headlines first. Top three leaders of ruling alliance discuss contemporary politics, including endorsement of MCC and local level elections. Schools shut due to risk of corona infections to reopen physically from tomorrow after a month. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakasaran Mahate stresses on endorsing MCC through Parliament without any confusion and delay. And Western nations warn their citizens to leave Ukraine, citing US plan of withdrawing non-essential embassy staff in Kyiv. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, CPN Mao Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, and CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal met at Balotar today. In the meeting, the top three leaders discussed the contemporary political issues, including the local level election and endorsement of the MCC pact. The leaders also agreed on working in unison to move ahead by resolving the disruption of the House of Representatives by the major opposition party CPN-UML. During the discussion, the CPN House Centre Chairperson and CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson proposed to call the House of Representatives meeting on the 16th of February instead of 14th of February in consideration of the demands put forth by the major opposition. Chairman Dahal's personal assistant Ganga Dahal said the three leaders also agreed to continue the current five-party coalition till the election. The government and the Communist Party of Nepal, CPN, led by Netra Bikram Chand, have discussed the implementation status of the three-point agreement reached earlier between the two sides. After the meeting at Home Ministry today, Ministry's spokesperson Fanendra Mani Pokhrel said the meeting reviewed the progress made in implementing the agreement signed between the two sides on the 4th of March in 2021. The meeting also focused on withdrawal of court cases against leaders and cadres of the party at the earliest. On the occasion, party spokesperson Kharga Bahadur Biswakarma submitted the details of the party leaders and cadres who have been jailed and are facing court cases. After the meeting, he said the dialogue was positive towards implementing the agreement. The schools shut due to the risk of corona infections are reopening physically from tomorrow after a month. The Education, Science and Technology Ministry has directed schools to run physical classes from tomorrow following the recommendation of the COVID-19 Crisis Management and Coordination Centre. A spokesperson of the Nepali Congress, Dr. Prakasaran Bahad, has said all development partners should be treated equally. Talking to media persons in Chitwan today, spokesperson Mahat noted that the Millennium Challenge Corporation should be taken fairly like the projects from other countries. He said that there would be unfair judgment in foreign relations while seeing the cooperation of other countries and the MCC through different lenses. He argued that the MCC should be endorsed by the Parliament without any confusion and delay. He added there was consent on the MCC among political parties representing the parliament. The Nepali Congress spokesperson mentioned that it was responsibility of the speaker to table the proposal introduced by the government. A total of 836 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 6,654 samples. Likewise, 1,826 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 4 corona-related deaths today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,882 in the country so far. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छनि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal and the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste have established diplomatic relations. With this, the number of countries with which Nepal has bilateral diplomatic relations reached 173. Permanent representatives to the United Nations from Nepal and the Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste, Amrit Bahadur Rai and Carlito Nunes respectively signed a joint communique in a brief ceremony held at permanent mission of Nepal to the UN in New York on Friday. The two ambassadors also signed a joint letter informing the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, about the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Minister for Forest and Environment Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav says a guideline to construct wildlife-friendly infrastructure has already been prepared and is in the phase of endorsement. Inaugurating the tiger count at Sukla Fata in Kanchanpur today, Minister Yadav said that wildlife protection would be prioritized by constructing the wildlife-friendly infrastructure around the protected areas. The UAE defeated Nepal in the T20 cricket match held in Oman today under the quadrangular T20 series involving Nepal, Oman, Ireland and the UAE. After winning the toss, Nepal chose to field and got a target of 193 runs. In the chase, Nepal could score only 167 runs at the loss of 5 wickets. You are listening to Read in Nepal's 8 PM English News. Now on some international news updates. The US has warned that Russia could invade Ukraine at any time and American citizens should leave immediately. The White House on Friday said an invasion could start with aerial bombing that would make departure difficult and endanger civilians. Moscow has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine despite massing more than 100,000 troops near the border. The US statement prompted countries around the world, including Germany and the UK, to issue fresh warnings to nationals in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian ambassador to the US, Anatoly Antonov, has rejected US warnings that Moscow is planning to invade Ukraine and accuse US of spreading alarmism without any evidence. The statement in Washington blames the US for intensifying its propaganda campaign against Russia. A Taliban political spokesperson has criticized US President Joe Biden's decision on splitting the frozen Afghan asset in the United States. Mohammad Naeem, the spokesperson of the Taliban political office in Qatar, tweeted on Friday that stealing the blocked funds of Afghan nation by the United States and its seizure is indicative of the lowest level of human and moral decay of a country and a nation. On Friday, US President Joe Biden signed an executive order to free $7 billion out of more than $9 billion frozen Afghan assets, splitting the money between humanitarian aid for crash-strapped Afghan and a fund for 9/11 victims. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top three leaders of ruling alliance discuss contemporary politics, including endorsement of MCC and local level election, schools shut due to risk of corona infections to reopen physically from tomorrow after a month. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat stresses on endorsing MCC through the parliament without any confusion and delay, and Western nations warn their citizens to leave Ukraine, citing US plans of withdrawing non-essential embassy staff at Kyiv. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.